Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. I'm a personal finance influencer focused on older millennial and Gen X women's financial issues, basically helping that group of women with finances. I also am a networking coach helping entrepreneurs make more money one connection at a time. If you're needing help growing your network, schedule a strategy call with me today. Just go to the show notes, michelleismoneyhungry.com/grow to sign up for your session. I have a limited number, so I'm very excited to help people, especially if you are going to conferences this year. So connect with me. I also have a closed Facebook group called the Unapologetically Money Hungry for entrepreneurs looking to make more money one connection at a time and really focused on, again, helping people focus on their networking skills, strategies. And I do not believe in the boring ways of networking. So definitely give the group a try. I'll share a link to the group in the show notes as well. Why on earth do I even care about networking so much? This is a personal finance and lifestyle related podcast. Like, what does this have to do with anything? And for me, networking has to do with everything. Like, it connects to everything. And I say this as a child of a person who was really isolated after my parents divorced. Many women have a hard time after divorce. Part of it could be maybe that they're far away from their family. Maybe they're estranged from their family. They've lost their connection, whatever the case may be. I just remember my mom and I being kind of at sea, like by ourselves, just out in the world struggling. And as I've gotten older and as I've looked at how people succeed, it's not just what you know. You can work really hard, but you need people to speak up for you, to share what you're doing, to help position you better. And so I've gotten very focused on helping people regain the skill of connecting with others, understanding that it should be a priority, that it has to be a priority. And honestly, like, it takes a village. It takes a village to do everything, to run a business, to have babies, not a village to have an actual baby, but to raise babies. that was awkward. but it takes community to do things. You're not selling stuff to yourself. You're selling stuff to other people. How are other people supposed to know what you're doing if they don't know who you are, what you are, what you're working on? Your network, again, provides support and encouragement, shares information with you. They listen when times are hard. And ideally, they will also share what you're working on with others, helping get you in front of potential customers. Boom. If you're having a hard time growing your business, one of the biggest issues could be just making enough connections to get in front of enough people to make money. You could have the best funnel, the best like guide to whatever, but if no one knows who you are and you don't have advocates for you, it's going to be really difficult to grow your business. And Facebook ads are expensive. So you need brand advocates, people who are out there rooting for you to grow what you're doing. So in this episode, we're going to talk about 7 specific networking struggles and how you can turn those things around. So the first one is, you feel like you do everything by yourself. Like you're a solopreneur, you're running your business, you're helping clients, you're working with like a couple of staff people that you might have. You might have a virtual assistant or whatever, like a little itty bitty team helping you do what you do. You might be trying to share your message with other people, but you're tired because you're doing all these other things. But here's what you need to do. This is the solution to that. You need to get other people to share who you are and what you do. Why do you think affiliate marketing is so freaking attractive for entrepreneurs who create products or businesses who have products out there? Why do you think they have affiliate links for us? There's a reason why. It's easier to have 100 people who love what you're doing shout it out from the rooftops than just you. What if they don't have a product? Like, what if they don't have a product or an affiliate program to share what they're doing? You still would share what your friends are working on. You would let people know about those goods and services authentically. Ideally, you've probably benefited from them. So I have a number of friends that I've helped out with networking, and they have been kind enough to help me with my business, whether it is critique and information, whether it's getting me in front of people, the list goes on. But they've been pivotal in growing my brand and getting people to know what I'm doing. Number two, you're at a networking event and you're just not like sure what you should say. If that's the case, I'm going to encourage you to kind of kick that type of meeting to the curb. If you're at an event where you feel stilted and unnatural, then it's highly likely that's not the right event for you. Instead, I would strongly encourage you to do something that feels kind of unconventional, but just participate in fun activities where people are going to be relaxed. They're having a beer or a glass of wine and just enjoying themselves at whatever venue you're at. There's no expectation from another person if you're at a kickball match, if you're playing kickball, or if you're playing volleyball, or you're going on a hike in a group. The expectation is you're just on a hike in a group. So some of the best connections I've made typically happen when I'm doing something that has absolutely nothing to do with my business. So here's an example. I mentioned the hiking. I love going hiking throughout the year. We are by the mountains, so I love to go hiking. And actually right now it's about the time when we're about to hit wildflower season. And it's so beautiful. It's just beautiful when the wildflowers start to bloom. And I love to go on hiking meetups because sometimes I don't want to drive my car up there. Like sometimes I just want to carpool or whatever. It just depends on what's going on. When you're hiking for 5 or 6 hours with a group of people, you're going to talk about everything. You're going to talk about the hike. You're going to talk about dogs, altitude. Why did they move there? Like all the things. And you will definitely talk about your business, how it helps people. It just happens. So always think about what are the things you really love to do and just do them, because entrepreneurs aren't just entrepreneurs. They're multifaceted people doing different things, not just serving people. And so what I would say is when people go to those really like boring networking events, the problem with those is they're very stilted, they're boring, and it's just who's natural at that. So do stuff that you know and enjoy, are excited about, and then, you'll meet people a lot more naturally. Another example of that is I belong to a bloggers meetup here in Denver that is fantastic. It's so cool. They are sponsored, which is a win. And so we always get free food. I just attended one this weekend. We made all these delicious vegan items, and then the dessert was this fresh mango sorbet. It was fantastic. But I've been attending this event, this group, for about almost two years. And so I know the people really well. There are a lot of different bloggers who are here and obviously in Colorado, not just in Denver, they're in the suburbs as well. And it's been a great way to connect with them. There's a lot of really amazing people in this group. They have different strengths and expertise. And in fact, one of them is a person who's published a book about walking throughout the city of Denver. And she has literally walked to, I think, all the parks in Denver, and then all the paths and all those things. So anyway, this person I'm actually going to bring onto my Colorado podcast and talk about her project and what she's doing and why this is of interest to her. And that's going to help people who are interested in coming to Colorado. Maybe they're visitors, maybe they're moving here and they're not sure where to go walking or go explore. And it's a win-win. So my point is these random different kind of meetup groups or groups that are much more interest aligned will have more likely than not either people who you can sell your goods and services to, or they have relatives that you could sell to, and they could suggest getting you in front of those people. Number three, there's not enough time to network. I so understand this. If you're actively trying to grow your network and grow your business, it's not surprising that you feel like there's just not enough time to focus on this. But really, you have to focus on growing your reach. Fortunately, we live in 2018 where we have online systems and spaces, and just there's things that we can do to get our online business to work for us instead of against us. So there are a couple of things you could do. You could create a podcast and share what you do. You could just, instead of creating a podcast, just go on podcasts and get interviewed and share what your expertise is, share a resource, get people on your email list, and then you can serve them from there. You can, and not enough people do this, it's really weird, optimize your Facebook business profile so that people can connect with you. So my Facebook profile, as well as my regular, like my business profile and my regular profile, make it clear what I do. And in fact, I'm always tweaking it. I'm about to tweak it again tomorrow. There's too many words. But no one will look at my profile and not know what I do. So it's very clear who I am, what I do, my closed Facebook group. Like, no one has to guess. And so people, when they don't have to guess, they can self-select themselves to put themselves in front of you. So make it easy for them. Don't make it hard for people to guess. Make your content easy to share. So use a plugin for your website like Social Warfare. Create a Facebook group that shares your business and serves your clientele. Then once your Facebook group is big enough, get administrators who can help you grow that community and help you be hands off. Growing a Facebook group is a lot of work if you want to do it right. And it's taken me a while, but now it's starting to come together and I'm really enjoying the process. But I will love it when I have administrators kind of help with the group, because it's a lot of work and you really want to make sure that people are served well. Okay, number four, small talk sucks. Yeah, it does. So don't do it. Why do something that feels awkward and forced? And sometimes I just feel like it's okay to observe the room. Like, sometimes it's okay to sit quietly, watch how people are, see who you really want to be dealing with, and then kind of make your move. I don't know why people jump in so fast. Sometimes you can just take a second, drink some coffee, let people come up to you and address you instead of diving right in and going to people. Let them come to you and watch how people are. People typically are the way that they show you they are, so believe them the first time. Number five, know where you shine. People are not as self-aware as they really need to be in order to shine and just put themselves out there in their best light. So I get this. I get that sometimes I do not shine in every situation. Like, there are some moments when I just give a bad first impression, like I'm human. And I've had friends tell me, they're like, it hasn't happened that much now, like as I've gotten older, but when I was a little younger, like there were times when they were just like, yeah, I just didn't have a good first impression of you. And I was just like, oh, but then we became the best of friends. So sometimes that just happens. Maybe people meet you on an off day. Really think about how you position yourselves in situations. I don't like, I'm not a morning person. Like, I like to get up in the morning. I like to have quiet time and think about stuff and meditate and, you know, just kind of get my brain ready for the day. I'm trying to get my miracle mornings going and exercise, but I don't want to be dealing with people in the morning. So because of that, I purposely do not do any meetings in the morning. I avoid it like the plague because I am not a morning person and it takes a lot for me to kind of like engage with people that early in the day. I'm an extrovert, by the way, but there's just moments during the day where I do better. The later in the day, the better I am. So anytime after 11, ideally 11 to 8 are great times for me to do live streams, webinars, engage in my Facebook group, record podcasts. I recorded an episode earlier today. It was too early. I could tell just by how I was stuttering. And so know how to position yourself and where you shine and what's the best place for you. Other things to think about. Are you great at speaking? Do you love doing live events? I really love doing live events. There's a reason why I added that to what I'm doing. Do you prefer to be at home but enjoy one-on-one conversations? That's great for podcasters because you don't have to be up in people's faces. So my point is, think about it. Be unapologetic about the fact that you shine in certain ways and own it. And then turn that around so it helps you grow your business. Facebook groups and the social etiquette of growing your business in someone else's group. I'm actually going to do a whole episode about this because I think it's an important topic. And as a person who runs a group, it can be really infuriating when you're trying to get it together, you're trying to grow, you know, this vision, and then you can tell that people are really blatantly trying to sell what they're doing in your group. That is the wrong approach. Anytime, so here's the thing, the catch 22. Facebook groups are a freaking phenomenal way to grow your own business. But people have kind of they don't get that there's just an etiquette behind how you do it. And here's the thing. And again, I'm going to do a whole episode about this later, but we're going to talk about this now. Never take actions that's going to piss off the group admins. So if there are stated rules about not pitching your business, please don't DM people, stuff like that, why do you do it? Because the admins are going to find out, you're going to get kicked out, and that reflects on you as a business person. It doesn't reflect positively on you. If you're not sure if the action will piss people off, it probably will, but always, always, always ask the group admin, because they will appreciate the fact that you took the time out to do that. So I have a lot of friends who run their own groups, and I have been in those groups. I've shared things, I've shared affiliate links, but you know what? I've never shared anything that I felt would be inappropriate or was going against the rules. And if I wasn't sure, I always, always, always asked, because there's nothing better than being legitimized by being able to post something in a group that says, post it with the group leader's permission. And the importance of that is, sooner or later, as you position yourself in that group, maybe the group leader will be like, you know what, let's have you share what you do. In fact, there is I want to say Amanda Bond from the Screw the 9-to-5 group. She was just like, she's a Facebook ads ninja, okay? And Amanda just was always sharing her Facebook ads knowledge. And finally, she ended up sharing that with the group in such a way where the founders of that community have collaborated with her on actual services, like on actual courses. So the goal when you are in a Facebook group is not only just to observe etiquette, but to become indispensable in such a way that they will want to share what you do. And by the way, you can't be sharing a product, service, or good that competes or is parallel to what they're sharing ever, 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 because it's a little insulting. So if you have if you're doing networking and you come in my group and you're like, networking, share my product, that's not going to work. If you come in my group and you're like, I'm a badass at Facebook ads, that's going to work, because that is complementing what I'm doing. Do you see what I'm saying? So be really self-aware, really think about where you're going and what knowledge you're sharing. And don't be surprised if a group leader is like, wow, this is great. This is something that I'm not an expert at and I would love to share it. Likewise, if you're sharing basically the same thing that they're doing, start your own group. Start your own group, because you will eventually get kicked out of all the other groups because they'll get pissed. It's just a natural thing that's going to happen. So number 7, are you always going to events alone? Now, this is hard too if you are in an industry where no one that like you know no one in the industry, or maybe you're single, you don't have a spouse to drag along to these things or whatever's going on. In that case, start to look around and figure out who your allies or wingmen would be so that you have support at these events. It's not difficult to do. So maybe you go to the first one and then you identify other people who are very friendly or very open, and they become your wingmen. So I did a whole webinar about how to become a great wingman, and I think I'll share that soon. So I'm not going to share that in this episode, I don't think, because I have enough to share, but just so you know, be a wingman. It's kind of like dating, but this is a business wingman. And finally, this is some of the bonus stuff. Always be of service. Always be of service. I always share what other people are doing, because why not? Be abundance mindset oriented. There's plenty of money out there. I found $800 on the ground, I want to say last year or the year before, $800 cash in a wallet with no IDs, just three pictures of the Virgin Mary. It tripped me out. Okay. I find coins everywhere. People get free stuff. I get free stuff all the time. There is plenty out there. So if you feel some kind of way about sharing what other people do, don't feel that way. Just share it, because people will be compelled to share what you do too. Help people out. So I have a friend who runs some large events in Denver. And because I've run events, I know how they can be. You need a lot of hands. You need help getting people to move stuff around. You've got tickets and just all the little different things that go with running an event. Every time she's needed help with her events, almost every time I've helped her run her event, like as an extra set of hands. If I had the time, I'm happy to do it. She's nice. She actually pays. She paid us last time, which was like, oh my God, I was going to do this for free. But she, like the last time I helped her out, she paid us because there were several friends who helped her out. We all got swag. We got flowers. We got food. It was phenomenal. But my point is, help people out. They need help. And there's nothing like better than just lending a hand to people when they need it. Tell people about resources that will help them meet their goals. So maybe you do, I keep using mine with networking. Maybe I do networking, but for me, it's easy because I can kind of match people to services and things. But maybe you are a restaurant owner, but your friend is like a digital technician of some sort. I don't know, an engineer. And they need help with the business that they've started. Connect them with a resource that you've heard about that would help them with their business. Like, why not? Win-win. And finally, always help people get in front of businesses, tools, or services that will solve the problems that they have. Even if it has nothing to do with what you do, just be nice. I guess that's the point. Be nice. So that was today's episode. I hope it was helpful to you. If you are a business person or entrepreneur, I highly recommend that you have a website to house what you're doing and highlight what you're doing. I'm looking forward to hosting my websites with SiteGround. I'm so excited about moving my websites to SiteGround. I've decided to break up with HostGator and Bluehost and move over to SiteGround. I'm looking forward to faster site speeds and really good customer service. So if you have a blog already that's in existence and you may have had some troubles with your hosting platform, do give SiteGround a look. I am an affiliate, so heads up, and just have a great rest of your day.